Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidinil mustafa. Sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام, most respected brothers and also sisters at the madrasa, I have no intention of making tafsir of the ayat that I have recited. But you may have understood from the recitation of those ayat that it refers to Salatul Jumu'ah and it refers to Zikrullah. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has kept Zikr with everything. Zikr in Salat, Zikr in Hajj, Zikr in fasting, Zikr in Zakat, and zikr in all ibadat. Different connotations, different places, zikr means different things. But without zikrullah, no ibadat is accepted. Some places the zikrullah will mean tasbihat, some places it will mean ibadat, some places it will mean the salat itself, some places it will mean the tilawat of the Quran Sharif, some places it will mean something else. But without the remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in other words, without doing it for the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, nothing will be accepted. So the zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is extremely important. With regards to Salatul Jumu'ah, there are different meanings given of those zikrs there. But I'm not going into that discussion. But for the purpose of our majlis of zikr, for which you have gathered tonight, this much we have to remember, that the taking of the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is no ordinary thing. It is a great ibadat. The method, it can be different. The method you will not find in the Hadith Sharif, any fixed method. This is exactly how zikr should be made. You will find different things that have been mentioned in the Hadith, but according to the times and according to the experience of the mashayikh, they have asked people to make zikr in a particular way. So we won't say that that is farz, wajib, sunnat, the method. But to make zikrullah, there is no way that we can leave it out and believe that we can get attached and connected with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Right throughout history, from the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam up till now, there's no one that became a wali of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala without making zikr. Different kinds of zikr they made. But without zikr, the person did not become a wali of Allah Ta'ala. And therefore Allah Ta'ala has also mentioned so many places in the Quran Sharif, and so many ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam have been mentioned with regards to zikr. So it is a fazal of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that he has gathered here to take his Mubarak name and to remember him and to pledge that we are going to give up all the sins of our past, because this is also a majlis, as I always say, of tawbah. In everything we need a bit of islah. If you take our nails, after some time we have to clip the nails. Once a person has clipped the nails, that doesn't mean it's not going to grow again. After some time again he has to clip the nails. Our hair, we have been asked and instructed by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and we have been taught to remove unwanted hair. Doesn't mean one time the person has removed his underarm hair and then this is the end of it. And I mention this, and there's no shame in mentioning these things. In fact, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has taught us these things. That one person who is to undertake the ghusl of dead people, he mentioned to me, he says, Mawlana, so many bodies we have to pick up and we have to give ghusl. And it seems that they haven't clipped their nails or removed their hair for a long, long time. So therefore a Muslim must be ready all the time. He must be clean. He must have his body pak. He must have his eyes pak, his ears pak and clean. He must have taharat of the body. He must have taharat of the clothes. He must taharat of the place. All these things are essential. For a Muslim, this his life is full of taharat. There must be purity. There must be cleanliness. Not the type of cleanliness that the Yahud and the Nasara and the Kuffar and Mushrikeen talk about. That their pants have absorbed so much of urine. And after that, if they press it, iron it. And after that, they wear it. So they say the person is looking very clean. His garments could have been soiled with so much of najasat. But as long as it is pressed, it's ironed, the clothes are looking clean, then the person says that he is very clean. Look at the amount of emphasis that Shariat places on purity, on taharat. Because the effect of the outside purity will fall on the heart. If the person is used to living dirty, then that will affect his heart also. So Shariat, it is the teaching of Shariat. We have forgotten these things. Or we think that it is a Western thing. It's not a Western thing. It is Shariat's teaching. Purity of the body, of the clothes, of the heart, of the mind, of the soul. They won't go on to heart, mind and soul. They will only talk about clothes. And that too, as I said, the clothes also, there's so much of najasat in it. So we have to keep our bodies also clean. We don't know when death can come. We don't know when the angel of death will visit us. Once again, the ever-ready story. That I say that we have batteries, they say ever-ready batteries. But when it becomes dark, suddenly the lights go off and we require the torch, we put it on, the battery is dead. It's not ever-ready. So we have to stay ever-ready. We must be ready to meet the angel of death wherever he comes, whenever he comes. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he gave us a beautiful deen, a beautiful deen. It's just that we are not prepared to learn what the beautiful deen is all about. This morning I was talking to a white man from Brazil. Now he's not a Muslim, but he came, one of his, the companies that he deals with here, the brother that he was dealing with, he brought him over. And you can ask him. As I was talking to him about Islam and about the Qudrat and the power of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he was tearing. He was shedding tears. He's not even a Muslim. And he says, I'm feeling very dirty and very unclean, full of sins. I said, no problem. In Islam lies the solution to all problems. But what I'm getting across to you is this, that Islam is a beautiful deen. But we have to learn Islam. Islam, because we are born in Muslim homes, we take it for granted that we know everything about Islam and it is sufficient. But we just can't seem to impact on anybody's life. We can't seem to change anybody. We can't seem to change ourselves. Because we do not truly believe that Islam has got a solution to all our problems. And even what we are doing, we don't seem to be enjoying it ourselves. Then how are you going to go give the enjoyment to anyone else? If a person is eating a sour mango and you tell him, throw that mango away, it is sour, he's not going to throw it away. You have to give him a sweet one. Automatically he'll throw the sour one away. If we keep saying the mango I have is very sweet, but we don't give him that mango to taste, then how is he going to throw his sour one away? You have to give it to him to taste. But when he looks at our lifestyles, he finds it no different from his lifestyle. And when I was explaining to this person, I had to tell him, as I have to tell to so many others, I said, look, when I'm talking to you, first of all, you must separate the majority of the Muslims of today, including myself, from that which I'm going to tell you about Islam. Now, what a difference from the time of the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the Tabi'in, the Tabi Tabi'in. At that time they used to say, if you want to see Islam, look at it in my life. Now today we have to say, if you want to look for Islam, look for it in the books. And what I'm going to talk to you about is Islam, but you have to separate it. And these people, they tell you straight away after that, that it is very true that we have come into contact with many Muslims, but there are Muslims and Muslims. They say you that. Because the Muslims are going to together with them in the casinos, in the discos, in the cinemas, theatres. And when Muslims are travelling overseas and they meet up with these type of managers and directors and suppliers, then those suppliers and directors and managers sometimes offer them meal at restaurants where sometimes drinks are provided. Then they even provide for them escorts. And so many times they even provide for them for their entertainments, haram entertainment, women of ill repute. Now these people are watching that this person is a Muslim, he has come to my country, he is far away from his land, and anything and everything that I offer him in the form of entertainment and haram pleasures, he is willing to go ahead with it. So what's the difference between him and mine, and me? So we have to be firstly convinced ourselves that what we are doing, it is haqq, and it is the truth, and we must enjoy it ourselves. If we are not going to enjoy, then how are we going to give anybody else the taste of that? If we are going to keep making high, high, I missed out on this pleasure, I missed out on that pleasure, just look at what the people are watching, just look at what they are doing, what kind of fun and entertainment they are having, and I am being deprived of it, and I wish I too also didn't have a beard and didn't have a kurta, and I was not known to be a musalli of a certain masjid, or I was not in certain dini activity, then I too would have been there. Then this person, although he is not there, according to the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he is there. He is not there, but he is there. Because his heart is there, he wants to be there. One is just the thought that just comes and crosses the person's mind, and the person makes la hawla wa la quwwa and forgets about it. It's a different story. But where the person truly desires, I wish I too was there. The person doesn't want to take that hasrat on his heart. He doesn't want to take that pain. He doesn't want to take those stab wounds of resisting and restraining. In fact, he is looking forward to an opportunity where nobody else is watching, then he can go. So he looks for those opportunities overseas, or when he's out of the country, or he's far away from the people that know him. The Muslim must be jis jaga mein rahun, jis fiza mein rahun, mera taqwa hamesha salamat rahe. Jis jaha mein rahun, jis fiza mein rahun, mera taqwa hamesha salamat rahe. Wherever I am, my taqwa must remain salamat, because my Allah is watching me. I cannot escape his sight. So to take the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala repeatedly and in abundance, what happens is that that love of Allah ta'ala builds up in the heart. And also that consciousness that my Allah is with me everywhere. He is watching me. He is listening to me. He is aware of my movements, of my actions. He has all power and control over me. Even if that person is an atheist, I mentioned in some other bayan, even if that person is an atheist, and no matter how much he says that I don't believe in Allah ta'ala, but at the back of his mind, he also believes that there is some supreme being that is controlling his life. Why? Because this person, he also is in fear that I must not lose my sight, I must not lose my hearing, I must not lose my speech, I must not lose my life. And I always say that if there are 10 scientists working on some project or 20 scientists working on some project, then they will say that all of them must not travel at the same time on the same flight. Because if there is an accident, there's a crash, then all of them will disappear. Then our project will also die. The project will also go flat. So why is this fear? Why don't they say we are controlling everything? We have the knowledge of science, technology, everything, so therefore we are controlling. Our life is in our hands. Our sight and everything is in our hands. So they may not admit it, but they know that they are muhtaj, they are dependent on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala every second, every minute of their lives. There is some power above them, they have to acknowledge that. So it is Allah ta'ala's fazl and ihsan that He gives us the tawfiq of taking His name. It is His fazl. But we must keep on increasing that remembrance of Allah ta'ala in all activities of our lives. We must believe that He is watching. And then He will give so much in obedience, how much He gives. And in disobedience, see what is happening around the globe. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you, and the entire ummah the tawfiq of making amal. This is a majlis of zikr, and tonight we'll get to zikrullah without much bayan. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, dard dil ho, dard dil ho, dard dil. Ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar. Tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidhar, tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidhar. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله 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 अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है आशिकों का मीना और जाम है, अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है, अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह। दिल को अगर चमकाना हो तो कर लो जिक्र इल्लल्लाह इल्लल्लाह इल्लल्लाह। दिल को अगर चमकाना हो तो कर लो जिक्र इल्लल्लाह इल्लल्लाह इल्लल्लाह। सोचो जरा फिरौन के घर में मूसा को पाला किसने, गौर करो मछली के शिकम में यूनुस को रखा किसने, पहले आग में डाला फिर आग को फूल किया किसने, उनके नाम की गुन गाते हैं इब्राहिम खलीलुल्लाह इल्लल्लाह इल्लल्लाहु इल्लल्लाह इल्लल्लाहु इल्लल्लाह
illallahu illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafi'ina wa maulana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma rabbana ya rabbana ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما او مائی بلوڈ اللہ او مائی رحیم اللہ او مائی کریم اللہ او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ او مائی موسٹ لونگ اللہ O my most compassionate Allah, O my most tolerant Allah, O my most generous and kind Allah, O my most beautiful Allah, forgive each and every one of us. My Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. My beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of sins. My Allah, we are not bragging about our sins. We are not justifying our sins. We are not advertising our sins. We are not announcing our sins. We are not propagating our sins. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Ay Allah, hum nadim hai, sharminda hai. We are ashamed by Allah. For we used your bounties, your ni'mats for your disobedience. You could have seized us there and then. You could have destroyed us there and then. You could have brought humiliation, disgrace and suffering upon us the moment we committed sins. But my Allah, how loving you are. How tolerant and forgiving you are. That in spite of all our sins, you continued giving us, and you are still giving us so much to eat, to drink, to wear. So much of your ni'mat you are showering upon us day and night, although we don't deserve anything from those ni'mat. My Allah, your ni'mat are unlimited. We cannot count your blessings, your favors upon us. In ta'uddu ni'matullahi la tuhsuha. My Allah, we cannot even make shukr, sufficient shukr for every breath that we are taking. For just one breath, my Allah, we cannot make sufficient shukr. How much of your ni'mat we have used for your disobedience. The great ni'mat of sight for your disobedience. The great ni'mat of hearing for your disobedience. The great ni'mat and bounty of speech for your disobedience. Our hands for your disobedience. Our feet for your disobedience. How much of haram we have touched with our hands. How much of haram we have consumed, my Allah. How much of haram places we have walked with our feet. How much of haram we have seen and heard. Yet, my beloved Allah, you have still blessed us with our heart, liver, lungs, kidneys, bladder, everything functioning, our sight, our hearing, our speech. Tujjaisa pyara khuda, O my beloved Allah. How beautiful you are. Up तो आ जा मेरे अल्लाह, कम इनटू आवर हार्ट्स माय बिलव्ड अल्लाह। हर तमन्ना दिल से रुखसत हो गई, हर तमन्ना दिल से रुखसत हो गई, अब तो आ जा, अब तो खलवत हो गई। माय अल्लाह, ऑल अदर डिजायर्स हैव लेफ्ट आवर हार्ट्स नाउ, ओनली डिजायर इज टू बी ओबीडियंट टू यू। या अल्लाह, कम इनटू आवर हार्ट्स विद योर तजल्ली, चेंज द कंडीशन ऑफ आवर हार्ट्स। We enjoy sins, my Allah. Where is our iman when we enjoy sins? Accidental sins, my beloved Allah. Then you have got the doors of Tawbah open for us. But my beloved Allah, we are persistent. We continue in our life of sins. We continue missing our salat. We continue, my beloved Allah, looking and watching at evil, listening to haram, popping drugs in our mouths, bottles of wine in our hands, adultery, fornication, filthy sights on the internet, filthy films on the television screen. Ha, my Allah. If there had been another Allah, He would have destroyed us by now. If it had not been for Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam being rahmatul lil alameen, Nabi that you gave to us, my beloved Allah, then you would have ordered the earth to open up and swallow each and every one of us. You would have sent the gale force wind against us. You could have destroyed us in any other form. But my beloved Allah, you don't love punishment. You don't like to punish. It gives you no joy and no satisfaction and no happiness in punishing. Ya Allah, something that gives you real pleasure and happiness is the forgiveness of the sinners turning towards you. My beloved Allah, this part of the night, what else has gathered us here? What else has gathered, my beloved Allah, such a large number of people? Ha, by Allah, it's nothing but hope of forgiveness for sins. We believe and truly believe that everything is in your control. Everything is in your control. Our life in your control. Our sight, hearing, speech, wealth, properties. The earth and everything is in your control. My Allah, therefore we are turning towards you. We are extending our begging bowls before you. Ay Allah, hum bikari ban karke tujhse maang rahe. Like beggars, my Allah. We have extended our begging bowls before you. For you become pleased if we have to beg of you. Ya Allah, if we don't beg of you, you become displeased. My beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and best of akhirah. Bless us with good health, physical health and spiritual health. We are sick and ailing, my beloved Allah. Spiritually sick and physically ill. Whosoever is sick and ailing, whether they are in hospitals, in homes, in clinics, amongst us, my beloved Allah, bless each and every one with complete shifa. Sabku sihate tamma, kamila, ajila, daima, mustamirra, nasib farma. Bless everyone with complete shifa, my beloved Allah. We know that sometimes sicknesses and diseases can be a rahmat and a mercy. Sometimes poverty can be a mercy. Sometimes weakness can be a mercy. But my beloved Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. We cannot take any kind of pain, my Allah. Ay Allah, hum bahut kamzor hai. Dukh, dard, takleef hum bardasht nahi kar sakte. We are, my beloved Allah, not able to tolerate and bear any kind of difficulty, hardship and problems. Therefore, my Allah, don't test us in any way. Ya Allah, if you have to forgive us, no one is going to question you why you forgave those sinners who had raised their hands before you in Masjid al-Noor or at the madrasa or wherever they have raised their hands now. Koi tujhse poochne wala nahi hai. By Allah, no one is going to question you. Ya Allah, if you forgive us, you will become happy. Your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become happy. We will become happy. Mere Allah, those who have financial difficulties, bless them with plenty of halal risk and remove the difficulty. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those whose children have gone on to drinks and vices and evils and drugs, Ya Allah, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Remove the difficulties, hardships and problems of the entire mankind. Ya Allah, wherever there are droughts, where there's famine,
Where there is any other kind of difficulty and problem that the ummah is faced with, Ya Allah, remove the difficulties and problems. Bless everyone with hidayat. Ya Allah, it's our mistake. We are the doors of Islam. We are not allowing others to enter into Islam because of our actions, because of our deeds. Oh my Allah, when they look at us, then they distance themselves from Islam. May Allah, this is our weakness. May Allah give us the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Change the condition of our hearts. Fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa, the noor of iman, the noor of zikr, the noor of ibadat, the noor of tilawat, the noor of khidmat of khalq. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of hajj and umrah. Fill our hearts, my beloved Allah, with the noor and the light of service to mankind. Hum se razi ho ja, mere Allah. Hum se razi ho ja. Hum se razi ho ja. Become happy and pleased with us. Ya Allah, your anger is worse than the punishment in the fire of hell. Ya Allah, if you are angry and displeased, then nothing will be ours. Become ours and make us yours. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. Koi mujhse puche main kya maangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda maangta hu. Koi mujhse puche main kya maangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda maangta hu. कोई मुझसे पूछे मैं क्या मांगता हूँ मैं अपने खुदा से खुदा मांगता हूँ वो हो जाए मेरा मैं हो जाऊँ उसका यही रात दिन में दुआ हो माय बिलवर अल्लाह ब्लेस अस विद द बेस्ट ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड एंड द बेस्ट ऑफ आखिर चेंज द कंडीशन ऑफ आवर हार्ट्स चेंज द डायरेक्शन ऑफ आवर लाइव्स Ya Allah, we are moving swiftly and very, very fast towards the fire of Jahannam. By distancing ourselves from the teachings of Islam and from you, my Allah, we are moving in the direction of the fire of hell. Change our direction, my Allah. Take us to the road that leads to Jannat, to paradise, to you. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹو بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے My beloved Allah, it is not difficult for you to change the direction of our lives. Bless us with piety, with taqwa, with iman, with yaqeen, with your qurb, with your ma'rifat, with tawakkul and trust in you. My beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Protect us from all kinds of hardships and difficulties and problems. Remove the hardships and problems of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Wherever around the globe that the ummah is suffering. May Allah remove their difficulties, their problems and suffering. Bless everyone with hidayat. And worthy of entry into Jannat. The entire mankind, Ya Allah, let them accept Iman and Islam. But those who have become stubborn and arrogant and they have made up their minds that they will continue with the persecution, the suppression, the oppression and the torture of the Ummah, then, my beloved Allah, destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and Samud. Send the gale force winds against them. Send the cyclones against them. Cause the planes to crash. Cause the ships to sink. My beloved Allah, create division amongst the ranks. Unite the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, and the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Give us the hearts of the awliya-i kiram, hearts which are purified, clean, hearts which are filled, my beloved Allah, with nothing but purity. Remove from our hearts malice, greed, envy, jealousy, pride, arrogance, evil passions and desires. Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my beloved Allah, how much of sacrifices He made for us. How much of sacrifices. When he is informed that his ummah for whom he cried so much, his ummah for whom so much of blood was shed, the ummah in casinos, discos, cinemas, theatres, filthy porn sites, filthy magazines, adultery, fornication, no salat, how much of pain and hurt it must be causing to my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, ik din marna hai, akhir maut hai. Don't let our death come in a state of sin, in a state of vice, in a state of evil. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, or haram action or deed. Ya Allah, give us the realization that suddenly death can come upon us. When the time of our death and departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Ha, mere Allah, take us to Madina Tayyibah. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Oh my Allah, let our souls depart. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. But if it is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, in any part of the world, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Let it be the best day of our lives. Ya Allah, teri mulaqat ka din ho. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he didn't leave out anything that was good for us, for which he did not beg, my Allah. He begged of everything for us, everything that was good for us. Ya Allah, his entire life he begged and prayed for the ummah. Especially in Hajjatul Wida, how much he prayed, how much he prayed. Ya Allah, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne Hajr Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha, Rukne Yamani chu karke jo manga tha, Wataf me chal karke jo manga tha, Mizab Rahmat ke niche ro ro ke jo manga tha, حتیم کے اندر نمازیں پڑھ کر جو مانگا تھا, ملتظم سے چمٹ کر کے جو مانگا تھا. All the duas that he made behind the مقام ابراہیم, and the duas that he made after drinking زمزم, and the duas that he made on صفا and مروہ, and the duas that he made at مینا, and the duas that he made at عرفات. My Allah, how much of tears my Nabi علیہ السلام shed in عرفات for us. And the du'as that he made at Muzdalifah, all the goodness that he asked, bless us with that goodness, our parents with that goodness, wives and children with that goodness, the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, protect us and the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our time, in our wealth and every ni'mat of yours. Ya Allah, ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. ہم تو گندے ہیں لیکن تیرے بندے ہیں. میرے اللہ, we are your slaves, we are your servants. Accept our du'as. What we have begged, bless us with that. And what we haven't begged, Ya Allah, all the goodness, bless us with the goodness. اے اللہ, حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا الله, those who are looking for marriage partners, bless them with pious, righteous, compatible marriage partners. And those who have passed away, يا الله, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد واله واصحابه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.